May I have the luxury of going back to basics? It's important to understand the different dynamics of foreign policy. Countries often see foreign affairs through the lens of the balance of power. If the balance gets out of whack, conquest is likely, further upsetting a regional balance. Balance of power thinking can be important, but we often miss the complexities. Seeing communist states only as red blinded us to the hostilities between Vietnam and its larger neighbors. Whether or not we could have defeated Vietnam, we never had to fight them to protect our own interests. In fact, the war in Vietnam was a great gift to China, much as the war in Iraq was a gift to Iran. Before the first Gulf War, Iran and Iraq balanced each other in the region, and Iran and Israel had a decent working relationship. It was true that Ahmadinejad said some hateful things, but both countries understood that public language between countries often had little to do with their actual policies. In that case, Shia Iran was trying to suppress the potential enmity between it and its Sunni neighbors. But that was largely confined to talk. When the U.S. defeated Iraq, it upset the regional balance of power in Iran's favor. Israel then surprised everyone by screaming about the danger of Iran. Cooperation no longer mattered. Iran was large, without significant local enemies, and Israel wanted the U.S. to need Israel as its regional agent. Friendship between Iran and the U.S. made Israel less important. Whoops! For all its bluster, that made Israel feel both vulnerable and reckless. Ironically, power is often greatest before it's exercised, and Iran's clerics actually had a broader view of Iranian interests. But the U.S. refused to discuss it with them. Ideological rivalry was the major dynamic in the Cold War. We built radio towers and beamed broadcasts into the Soviet Union and Eastern Europe. Unscrupulous politicians can use ideological and ethnic divides to stir up trouble. Ideological unity can hold people together, but like the balance of power, ideological unity is fragile and keeps changing. In the Middle East before Trump, we largely tried to balance the ideological power of Islam with a commitment to democratic revolution and to Israel. But we've always limited our commitment to democracy by our own economic preferences, leading others to perceive us as hypocritical. The European Union represented a third approach. France and Germany fought a succession of brutal wars culminating in World War II, in which France was overrun and which made refugees of a large portion of the continental population. In response, after the war, statesmen in Europe brought the two countries and others in Europe together in a customs union which united former adversaries and built a sense of unity among them. The EU gave America the blessing of a powerful ally, plus the freedom not to worry about divisions among the countries of Western Europe. A declining EU also weakens American power. Rock, paper, scissors, nothing is pure or stable. Thinking about foreign affairs in terms of a single demand, issue, or policy while ignoring everything else is equivalent to an infant's temper tantrum. Thinking about Iran as if all we need to know is its clerical ideology, as if that can be simplistically defined as an axis of evil, is an invitation to disaster.